Anna Safley Houston led a rich life. She was an independent woman in an era when very few women had that option. But she's best remembered for the huge collection of antiques she amassed in her lifetime. Those antiques are now housed in the Houston Museum in the Bluffview Arts District. WTC's Richard Winham spoke with Lily Waters, the outreach coordinator for the Houston Museum, about the collection and the life of the singular woman behind it.
Miss Annie, we have a great story. Miss Annie Houston was a fantastic woman. You know, I wish that I could just sit down and have dinner with her. She knew what she wanted to do. She wanted to put together a collection of all of these different antiques and have it enjoyed by generations to come. So that's what she did. She didn't let anything get in her way. Some people thought she was crazy, but I don't think she minded.
I guess she's the kind of person that people would say was an eccentric.
Yes, exactly.
But at the same time, what's striking about her, she's very much a 21st century woman living in really the 19th century, even though she was in the 20th century. She was still within a 19th century culture, don't you think, for most of her life?
Yeah, and you know, she was married and divorced 9 times, and that's what we have documentation of. There's speculation that it was up to 13 to 15 times, so you might as well say she collected everything, including men.
Apparently.
She said that husbands were like olives, though. Once you started pulling them out of the jar, you couldn't stop. And so, you know, back then to even be divorced once was so unheard of, but she just... And, you know, no one passed away. She divorced everyone but one of them. And we believe that he was her favorite, Mr. Houston. She kept his last name out of all the others. They were married for about 16 years.
But she married somebody else after him?
Yeah, she had one more after him, and it didn't last too long. And then she was done, and she was in her 50s. She said, done with the husbands. I'm going out, and I'm dedicating everything I have to my collection. She built a barn with her own two hands in her 50s on the edge of town and lived there the remaining years of her life with her collection and her little dog, Sonny.
So she was only in her 50s when she'd already been married 13 times?
Mm-hmm.
She was really going, wasn't she? you know, assuming she the first time she got married, she was in her late teens, early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 30 years, she had 13 husbands.
Yep. Some of them did not last long.
There was, evidently.
Yeah. Oh, no. Like a day, like 2 days. And, you know, there was a story. She met a man on a train. They both kind of gave the impression that they had more money than they did have. So, you know, they thought, you know, oh, yeah, let's do this. We're hitting it off. Let's get off and get married, thinking the other one had money. And, you know, they both gave faults, a little bit of faults, you know, influence there. So.
That was one of her issues. She was always short of money.
Yeah, and it's kind of a mystery. There's so many things that we don't know about Miss Annie. You know, how did she... She was a successful businesswoman at one time. She had a millinery shop downtown, and she would sell things like women's hats, women's, you know, beautiful feathers to put in the hats, things like that.
Fashionable ladies would go to her store to buy hats and that kind of thing?
Yes, definitely. And there was a while she was actually with a group of women called the Sutherland Sisters, I believe. They had, you know, all of them had long, beautiful hair. Miss Annie had long, beautiful red hair, which I love because I'm a redhead. They would sport hair tonic. They went traveling around to different places, you know, advertising this hair tonic. I believe she worked at Macy's for a while, so... She knew what she was doing when it came to, you know, being a stylish person.
So she had a source of income, and whatever money she made, she would invest it in glassware and collectibles.
Yeah, ceramics, furniture, pottery, so many different beautiful things.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything she regarded as an objet d'art, I guess, right?
And they say she was quite a bargainer. You did not want to haggle with Miss Annie.
Many of the details of Anna Safley Houston's life are a bit sketchy. According to Lily Waters, everyone working at the museum would love to fill in the details of her remarkable life. In 50 years, she amassed a huge collection of glassware and antique furniture, which she housed in a barn she built herself on the edge of town when she was in her early 50s. She lived in the barn for the rest of her life. It also functioned as an antique store. But Miss Annie, as they all call her, was loath to part with anything from her collection. And so It wasn't really a very good source of income for her in the later years of her life.
When she died, she was destitute. You know, she didn't have any money. She was really, you know, living in that barn without any electricity, any running water. She was relying on friends to bring her hot meals, you know, and a lot of people would help her out. But, you know, a lot of the men that she married didn't have money. So it's just, you know, kind of interesting to think how she did what she did.
Anna Safley Houston's remarkable collection is housed in a museum in the Bluffview Arts District. The main source of support for the museum comes from their annual antique show and sale in Stratton Hall, 3146 Broad Street. This year's sale is on the final weekend of the month, Friday the 24th through Sunday, February 26th. Details are on the website, thehoustonmuseum.org, or you can find them by phone, 267-7176, 267-7176. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.